Lesson 7C. Exercise 6.
Right, you lot. I have a horror story of my own for you. It won't be as good as Ian's, of course.
Of course it won't, Max. But anyway, let's hear it.
Fantastic. Is it as scary as the first one?
Hope not.
Don't worry, Caro.
Are you going to listen or what?
We're all ears.
I hope it isn't true.
Shush, Caro. Well, this story takes place on a cold, stormy night deep in the Irish countryside. John, a student, was by the side of the road, hitchhiking. The storm was so strong that he could hardly see anything at all. He was desperate. Suddenly, he saw a car coming towards him very slowly.
Oh, it's a bit like my story.
Oh, dear. I don't like this story either.
Shush, Caro. It's nothing like your story, Ian. Can I continue?
Please do. I'm listening, at least.
Anyway, John was desperate for shelter. So, without thinking about it, he jumped into the car, only to realise that there was nobody behind the wheel. Then, the car started moving slowly off. The rain was lashing down and the storm was howling. John tried the door handle, but it wouldn't open. He began to panic.
Good grief!
The car started to pick up a little speed. Frightened, John peered out of the window and could just make out a bend in the road. He was terrified and thought he was going to die.
Oh, no!
Shh! Then, just before the car hit the trees on the curve, a ghostly hand appeared through the window and turned the wheel. John was frozen with fear.
Is it a ghost story?
The car was gathering speed now down the hill through the furious storm. John clung on in terror. Finally, he could make out a light in the distance. People! Gathering all his strength, he pushed the car door open, fell out into the night, and ran for his life towards the lights of the pub on the roadside.
Phew, thank goodness for that.
Shh! Soaking wet and exhausted, John staggered into the pub, dazed and shaking, and started telling the few people there about the terrible experience he'd just had.
I bet.
Suddenly, the pub doors burst open again.
Oh no.
Two men came into the room. Like John, they were wet to the skin and out of breath. They looked around the room and spotted John crying in the corner. One man said to the other...
What?
He said, "Look, there's that idiot that got into the car while we were pushing it."
Brilliant, Max. That's hilarious. You had us on the edge of our seats thinking something horrible was going to happen.
Yes, very clever.
Now, I do like that story. What a relief.
Always happy to entertain. Well, there are plenty of funny urban legends, as well as the horror ones.
True. And it was better than my story.
Nah, mate. Anyway, Caro, you make a good listener. You believe anything anybody tells you.
That's not fair. Oh, well, actually, you may have a point there, Max. I can't help it if I'm naturally trusting, can I?
It just means you're a very nice person, Caro. Much nicer than Max.
Hey! But Jill's right. You are nicer than me, Caro. Come on, you lot. I'll buy you all a coffee.
Well, that's unexpectedly nice of you, Max. Let's go, guys, before he changes his mind.